שירו לו, זמרו לו, זכרו בכל נפלאותם. שירו לו, זמרו לו, זכרו בכל נפלאותם. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, נשמח למבט שישן, נשמח למבט שישן. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, נשמח למבט שישן, נשמח למבט שישן.
Boker tov. Hayom betor.
Good morning. Today on duty are Salt Lake City, Tbilisi,
Santiago,
the virtual Israeli group, 10 number 24 from Petach Tikva, and the reader, please.
From Maor Vashemesh, portion of Vayechi. The main purpose for the assembly is for all to be united as one, and for all their pleas to be directed towards one outcome, finding the Creator. For the Shekhinah dwells in each 10, and certainly when there are more than 10, there surely is a greater revelation of divinity. Thus, each and every one will join his friend and come to hear from him something concerning the work of the Creator and of how to find the Creator. And he shall annul himself before his friend, and his friend will do likewise before him, and they shall all do so. And naturally, when this is the aim of the assembly, since more than the calf wants to eat, the cow wants to feed, naturally, the Creator brings himself closer to them and dwells with them, and great mercies and kindness are revealed and extend towards the assembly of Israel. We'll read it again. The main purpose for the assembly is for all to be united as one, and for all their pleas to be directed towards one outcome, finding the Creator. For the Shekhinah dwells in each 10, and certainly when there are more than 10, there surely is a greater revelation of divinity. Thus, each and every one will join his friend and come to hear from him something concerning the work of the Creator and of how to find the Creator. And he shall annul himself before his friend, and his friend will do likewise before him, and they shall all do so. And naturally, when this is the aim of the assembly, since more than the calf wants to eat, the cow wants to nurse, to feed him, naturally, the Creator brings himself closer to them and dwells with them. And great mercies and kindness are revealed and extend towards the assembly of Israel. Workshop question. In what way is the Creator revealed when we strive to reach the purpose of the assembly? In what way is the Creator revealed when we strive to reach the purpose of the assembly?
The Creator is revealed in chasadim, in the form of good that does good, in that we find taste in bestow. And it's not that we don't see it because we don't want it, we reject it, rather the other way around. We find many tastes in it. Specifically in that, we see life, and in the form of reception, it's the opposite.
The Creator is revealed between us as the force that connects and supports and loves and cares, and we suddenly begin treating each other that way too.
If we annul, we give room for the Creator to fill up that place, and we will fill him.
Why does it matter in what way the Creator is revealed between us if we come to realize the purpose of the assembly?
According to what Henry said, what does it matter? We come to bring contentment, and if he will be revealed or not revealed, then in what form he will be revealed. At the same time, the way that in which he will be revealed may help us to develop a yearning and establish a request. So it won't be as a cloud. It will be something more focused. It doesn't have to be corporeal, but more something like, where will my heart be? What will be my heart's inclination?
Yes, where will my importance be? Meaning we need the Creator to be revealed only for us to have the ability not to kick away the work of bestowal. We don't need him in order to fill our vessels, but instead, over the emptiness of the vessels, we need the power to continue in the work and to see that it is him and to receive importance from that in respect to the connection.
Yes, like him, the way that he loves unconditionally and without cessation. He doesn't go to sleep, he doesn't go out to lunch, and that's how we need to be. And we have to apparently begin to care this way and to bestow to each other without limit, without cessation.
Truth be told, I think that when we assemble and try to achieve the purpose of the assembly, that's the form of the revelation of the Creator. When we have the power to make this effort and to try to think and pray and request, not for myself, but for the friends, that is a sign that the Creator is helping us in this and is being revealed. It's a form of His revelation.
To ask of this form, and the way that the Creator is revealed, that He will give us the power to annul and to hear the friends.
And perhaps we ourselves determine the form of His revelation. We determine the form as soon as we connect and work to connect together.
Every time we have to begin this scrutiny anew, so that we will always be with a new approach, that we won't be afraid of changes, we won't hook on to existing patterns. So every time what we understand to be the Creator and what we yearn for, like the greatness of the goal that we aspire for, we have to erase it and begin anew.
And then we begin to appreciate the form of reception which is revealed in us as contrary to the Creator, because upon it we can paint this form of bestowal to the extent that we have this resistance, and by the power we receive from the friends, each one of us can receive these powers to make an effort towards a shared place, a common place where the Creator is revealed.
And our goal to begin with is not to discover some grandpa up there that will do good to us or angels in the heavens. Rather, we want to equalize ourselves with this quality which is superior with the next degree of our development. We understand from Kabbalists, we hear from the Kabbalists that this is what we have to reach, and we want to actualize it. This is our goal.
Now, before the lesson, we need to try to warm our hearts
and
to attempt to glue our desires together, the desires for which we've assembled.
Yes, we will use this exercise when we come together, converge, and then we can start hearing what our friends are saying and what they want.
Perhaps he is revealed in the form of there is none else besides him, as the great ruler that rules over all. And
if he rules everything, then let's see that he is ruling everything. And only from such an attitude of there is none else besides him completely, maybe it's possible, well, first of all, to aspire to see the control of the Creator, to see how much all of these, how much our inclination is far away from it, just realizing even that it's there's none else besides him.
And then, as the friends said, what's left is then only to constantly ask for these forms to be replaced. Not that there won't be one form, but every time a new form is revealed, and you shouldn't think that what's revealed now is by chance. It's a response, it's the next step regarding our requests.
La 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 la